Gentlemen, we reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to take 3 minutes to come up and share your thoughts with us, as long as those thoughts have something to do with what we do here at Planning and Zoning, and do not have anything to do with any specific application that has been before us, is before us, or will be before us. So with those two ground rules in place, who would like to go first? Yes, ma'am, right here, right up front. Oh, I'm sorry, you need press the button on the mic, please. Perfect. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Yuli, 22483 Ridge Circle. Mm-hmm. I'm here to ask you to bring back the phone in public comment. And if you don't, I'll have to show up here more and take more time. So please consider that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Who's next? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Judy Rose Seibert. I submitted a PowerPoint, a short one for a 3 minute one. How do I get that up here?
Can I ask you what the subject of the PowerPoint is?
It's about a portion of the Delaware Code, section 6814B.
Okay.
I don't know how to pull it up.
Yeah, now, I did not receive this directly to me, Mr. Chairman, so this is a surprise to me.
Well, I sent it in yesterday, and I spoke to Amy, who opened it up and said that it would be in here, and I brought a device in case it's not.
Yeah, Jamie, Mr. Director, I probably erroneously put it in the Twin Mass opposition folder, and it would the file name would have her name on it.
But it's not related to Twin Masts, though?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because we're having a hearing on that, that would be the time to bring it up.
So, Judith Rose Seibert, it probably says 6814 at the beginning of the...
There it is, 927. So we do have it. So.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Now, before you start my timer, which I see has already started... Oh, wait, before you start it, how do I change slides? I use a Mac, so I've never done this up here before. Oh, there we go.
If you just ask, I'll change.
Okay, great. Okay, so good afternoon. My name is Judy Rose Seibert, and I reside in Lewis. And I'd like to bring your attention to a portion of the Delaware Code which empowers the Planning and Zoning Commission to act in conjunction and cooperation with state agencies. I know that you need a quote-unquote legal leg to stand on when you make decisions about subdivisions, but I don't believe that Planning and Zoning has used this section of the Delaware Code to support your decisions. Next slide. So this is just the Title IX, Chapter 68, Planning and Zoning. Next slide. This is where that portion is, 6814B, that says the commission is empowered to act in conjunction and cooperation with representatives, yada, 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 agencies, including those of the state. So, and next slide. This is not for this specific example. I just want to point out that this is typical Office of State Planning language regarding building in level 4. In this example, they asked that, they say that they don't support any building activities in level 4, and they ask that any buildings located in level 4 be moved out of those areas. In some other plus reviews, the Office of State Planning and or DENREC explicitly state that they are opposed to the subdivision. Next slide. So I'm sure you're all familiar with this color coding on the state strategies maps. I know this is the 215 colors, red for level 1, orange level 2, yellow level 3, white for level 4, and gray for out of play. Next slide. So this is a general view of the county. You can see all that white level 4 area, and you can also see that it has some little interesting drawings in it. That is because this map has been taken by Yule Lee and used GIS to overlay the subdivisions onto the investment level map. Next slide. This is a closer up one. Oh, I don't know how to use a cursor, but you can see Terrapin Isle. Oh, you can see some subdivisions that are entirely in level four in the white and others that are in level four and investment level three. And next slide. So this is a table that was compiled by Yule of subdivisions that have been approved in almost exclusively in level four area. Let's see if I can use, oh yeah, I can use this cursor. All right, here's, you can see this is the investment level, and then two columns over you see the number of lots in those levels. And next slide, this just continues that list till you get to the total of 4,454 lots approximately approved in level four land since 2018. Next slide. And this is a list of upcoming or pending decisions of land that is pretty much exclusively in level four.
I'm gonna give 7 more seconds.
Okay. 3264.
When I ask you to wrap it up, you're 30 seconds over time.
Oh, I thought I just had 24 seconds.
No, you're on the other side now.
Oh, okay. So I just ask that you use the power that's given to you in Section 6814B to follow the state agency plus review comments, and that you make your decisions in cooperation with state agency information, and that if you do decide to not approve a subdivision.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
We got the message, though. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Here's Todd.
Okay, who's next? Going once. Twice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our public comment period. Moving on.